Hare Krishna. So we want to, from the bottom of our hearts, thank Maharaj Devamrita Swami for so deeply explaining this wonderful mood of separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how, in the real sense, it's undescribable, even by great souls who are deep in that mood. And a beautiful, wonderful, loving relationship between Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you, Maharaj. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastyatya De Satarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this is a very, very holy place. So many wonderful and deep pastimes have gone on, especially centered around the life of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. I would also like to start by saying that I'm not at all, or even consider myself in the future to be at all qualified to speak on such, you know, loving relationships between the Lord and His most intimate devotees. But we are duty-bound to try to say something, as the instructions from the previous acharyas have given us this most wonderful opportunity in service. But we remain simply dependent on their mercy for whatever we attempt to try to describe. Yesterday, His Holiness Satchinandana Maharaj said something, or actually quoted from Padma Purana, that by absorption into the life of great souls, one gets 1% of those qualities. In other words, there is some assimilation, some absorption of those qualities that we absorb ourselves in by hearing. And so yesterday, Maharaj spoke very wonderfully with great transcendental wit and also deep realization on Haridas Thakur. Mahasoyi Haridas Thakur Namacharya. And one of his main qualities, of course, was tolerance. So based on that, I'm sure you all have somehow or other simulated the quality of tolerance. So now you can somehow or other apply that to this lecture you're about to hear. Because otherwise I won't be able to make it through if you're not tolerant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that one should not try to imitate the great souls. Especially he mentions four persons, Srila Haridas Thakur for his tolerance. As we heard yesterday, how not only was he tolerant by being beaten and constantly attacked by material energy, but at the same time, he always forgave those, prayed for their deliverance, and remained fixed in his loving devotion to the Supreme Lord. It's impossible to understand the tolerance of Srila Haridas Thakur. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us a caution that we should try to understand it, but we should never try to imitate it in any way. Because if we do, we'll be destroyed. And also he mentions Srila Sanatana Goswami for his humility, how humble he was. That not wanting to pass along the gate in front of Jagannath Temple, and be seen by the pujaris there, and wanting to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great longing in his heart. When Chaitanya was here, Sanatan Goswami had just come from Vrindavan, and he wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he crossed along the beach, the hot sandy beach, in the middle of the month of Jaish, which is, I believe, the month of July, the month we are in now. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him after he had fell at his lotus feet, he looked at his feet and he saw his feet were all full of blisters. He said, "Which way did you come?" And he said, "My dear Lord, I took the path across the beach." He said, "Why?" He explained, "I did not want to in any way contaminate the pujaris simply by them seeing me. This way they could remain in their best consciousness in order to worship Lord Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Maharani." And his feet was all blistered. So this humility is beyond our ability to understand. And of course, Damodar Pandit, for his high quality of Vaishnava etiquette and applying that etiquette even in his instructions to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Damodar Pandit because of his very high quality of Vaishnava etiquette. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies this quality of Vaishnava etiquette as being the jewel on the body of a devotee, where that's an ornament that stands out as the pinnacle of the qualities of a Vaishnava, how they behave. Just like we're here in a holy place, and so many pilgrims will be seeing us and how we behave. They will take note. Oh, these devotees are so nice. They're so gentle. They give concern to others. They're so enthusiastic in their devotional practice. They will appreciate simply by our behavior and how we treat the people of Jagannath Puri. So Vaishnava etiquette is so important. In fact, we cannot practice devotional service properly without the proper etiquette. The etiquette is the basis for devotion to manifest. And Srila Ramananda Roy, of course, Devamrita Maharaj spoke about his qualities and how he was so unaffected, sober, in the face of the most attractive forms of ladies. He had to massage the Devi Dasas who were dancing for Jagannath's pleasure in the various dramas. He would massage the various parts of their bodies. And it says his mind was like stone. Not even the slightest bit of change in his consciousness when he was engaged in this service. He simply saw this as his eternal relationship in this spiritual world, because Ramananda Roy is none other than Vishakha. And he was seeing these Devidasas as gopis who were serving Jagannath, and he was simply assisting them in their transcendental service of giving pleasure to Lord Jagannath. So Lord Chaitanya cautions we should not try in any way to imitate these four. And of course, Gadadhar Pandit. His loving mood for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is Gadadhar Pandit? He's a very interesting personality. He's actually Srimati Radharani. In the Gauragona Deshte Pika, which is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita in one purport, in Adi Lila, it's explained that he is Srimati Radharani, but he also is a combination of Srimati Radharani along with Lalita. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes him as being Shyamasundar Vallabha. And that same Shyamasundar Vallabha, or Vrindavaneshwari, which is Srimati Radharani, has again descended in this particular leader to give pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. Radha and Krishna have become one in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Srimati Radharani has also come again in this form of Gadadhar Pandit. But the mood of Gadadhar Pandit, as described by Devamrita Maharaj, is so special and so interesting. Because we know Srimati Radharani's mood is that she gets angry at Krishna sometimes. She takes exceptions to his activities. And therefore there's this man, this anger of love that manifests in that particular exchange of loving relationships. But in Gadadhar Pandit, it's described he was like Rukmini. When Krishna tried so many ways to disturb the mind of Rukmini just to get her angry at him, when he spoke to her on how she had made a mistake, she should have took up Shishupal as her husband. Somehow she chose him, and therefore it was a big mistake. He said, I have no background, no one knows my occupation, you could have had Shishupal, he's so many good qualities. He was a Kshatriya, came from a one family, so many things. And Rukmini, and try to inspire her anger in love, of course, not just anger, but in anger and love, she acted the opposite. She just fainted in ecstasy out of devastation. She was devastated by Chaitanya, by Lord Krishna's words. And then Krishna realized, well, maybe I said the wrong thing. And then out of his loving way, he picked her up and again embraced her and somewhat apologized. But at the same time, Rukmini spoke so sweetly on how she could never even consider any other one, man except Lord Sri Krishna. And so this mood of Rukmini very much manifested in the life of Gadadhar Pandit. We have the story of Vallabha Bhatt. Who was Vallabha Bhatt? Actually, he was a great scholar and a great devotee. Lord Chaitanya appreciated Vallabhacharya. Of course, we know now he instarted the Sampradaya, the Pushti Marg. They worship Radha and Krishna. They're very prominent in the area of Vrindavan. Sumati Mararji, the very distinguished aristocratic business lady who gave passage to Srila Prabhupada to come to America on her steamliner, the Jaladuta. She was a follower of Vallabha Bhatt and Pushti Marg. And he was there. He came at the time of Lord Chaitanya. But one problem he had, he was proud. And Lord Chaitanya, as we see, we heard from Devamrita Maharaj, how Lord Chaitanya always tried to somehow or other destroy whatever what was not conducive to devotional service, and then at the same time bring out the good qualities of that person. Not just to destroy their apparent anarthas, but at the same time to highlight their wonderful qualities and use them to spread Krishna consciousness. So Vallabha Bhatt came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so many times just to show his intelligence. You know, sometimes we have some knowledge, we have some intelligence, we have some experience, and we forget where it comes from. We forget that it actually, as Krishna says, Rasaham Apsakuntiya Pabaspi Sasi Surya Pranava Sarvavedeshu Subdike Purusham Nishu. Purusha Subdike Purusham Nishu means Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita that I am the ability and all living beings. Whatever abilities we have is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is simply by His mercy. But Vallabha Bhatt had so many good qualities. And sometimes when you have a lot of good qualities, it's easy. Not only easy, it's practically natural to become proud. if you do something successful, wonderful, noteworthy, praiseworthy, somehow this element of pride starts to manifest. And sometimes it's undetectable. And Bala Baba wanted to show Lord Chaitanya in so many ways his knowledge. And then he also did it in a challenging way too. One time he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, "Why do you chant the names of Krishna? We are all like the wife of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, the wife should always refer to her husband as Prabhu." I told this to one girl about a couple of weeks ago. She was talking. She asked me, "What should I call my husband? Because he just received his new name. He just got initiation." I said, "What should I call my husband?" Because it was a long name. She wanted an abbreviated version of the name. You know, sometimes it's too much to say the whole name. So I said, you should call him Prabhu. She said, "What?" I said, "That is according to culture, that is according to etiquette, and that is according to chastity. That you use the word Prabhu to refer to your husband." She said, "Oh, really?" She was quite bewildered, but she said, you know, she's a nice, very nice devotee. And she accepted. But sometimes we forget that. So Bala Bhatta was using this particular aspect of an argument against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glorification of the Lord by chanting his holy name. Why are you chanting the Lord's holy name out loud? We are like the wife of the holy name. You cannot speak the name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Yes, but if the husband says, 'Speak my name,' then the wife must obey." She must somehow, that is a higher principle. So that is the ultimate principle, that one should obey superiors in every situation. That supersedes what we say the standard. Arjuna didn't want to fight. Krishna told him, "You fight." That was the Dharma. So, of course, he also came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, "I have compiled a complete list of all of the names of the Lord." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I only know two names, Yasoda Nandana and Shamsundar. That's all I know." That's all I know. So again, he was defeated. Finally, he came up again. He was kept coming back. And then he would try to do the same thing with the devotees. He would try to speak to them. But all the devotees were fearful because they knew Lord Chaitanya was somehow or other ignoring him or not giving him accommodations to speak. So they were very strict. So again, he came. This time he said, he was very respectful and very, very humble towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he had this arrogance, he had this pride about his ability to understand and ability to philosophize. He said, "My dear Lord, I have compiled a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam that supersedes the commentary of Sridhar Swami." When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he said, "One who does not follow the Swami is a prostitute." Because another meaning of the word Swami means husband. So the wife must follow the husband, otherwise she becomes a prostitute. So he called, in not so indirectly, but actually quite directly, he called him a prostitute. So he couldn't get anywhere with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He kept trying and trying and trying. Finally, he went to Gadadhar. Now, we know Gadadhar's mood was very mild, very gentle, very simple. His mood was very simple, very humble, very gentle. And he just started to speak forcibly, reading from his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar Pandit didn't know what to do. Because he had respect. Here's a great devotee. He's a scholar. He's very devotional. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't want us to listen to him. So he didn't know what to do. So immediately he started to pray into his heart, "My dear Lord, I don't really want to listen to him, but somehow or other, what can I do?" His simple, gentle nature didn't allow for him to somehow stop or reject Gadadhar Pandit, Vallabhacharya's speaking. So, but then he started to worry. He was thinking, but the devotees, they're not going to understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will understand me, but the devotees will not understand at all. And soon after that, after he had listened, the devotees were kind of chiding him in a loving way, but with some anger. "Why did you do that? You know, Lord Chaitanya wasn't..." And he didn't know what to say. And even Lord Chaitanya after, in a very interesting way, based on their loving relationship of a mood of teasing, sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would tease Gadadhar Pandit. He started to tease him and became, in an angry way, why he, you know, allowed for Vallabhacharya to speak. And Gadadhar Pandit didn't say anything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't at all angry or upset or at all annoyed with Gadadhar Pandit's activity. In fact, he was somewhat pleased. But just to show the qualities of Gadadhar Pandit, he acted like he was somewhat angry. And then Srup Damodar Goswami came up to Gadadhar Pandit and said, "Why didn't you say something? Why did you let him become angry with you? Why didn't you speak? Why didn't you tell him your heart?" He couldn't. He couldn't speak. As Devamita Maharaj was saying, that one particular time in loving, in the mood of the anxiety of loving separation, the apparent separation of being separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he somewhat spoke for on his desire to be with the Lord. But generally, Gadadhar Pandit was so simple, so humble, so gentle. One time in an earlier leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going into ecstasy, this is right after he had taken initiation from Ishwarapuri, Sachimata was there. Sachimata was going through so many difficulties, trying to understand what was happening to her son. He was, after he came back from Gaya, getting initiated with Ishwarapuri, he was exhibiting the ecstasy of a devotee in loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sachimata, she couldn't understand. Finally, she called some Kavirajas. "What's wrong with my son?" "Oh, he has a disease. The airs in his body are distorted. It's a rare disease. So if you just give him some Shiva ghee, massage it on his head." She did that. Bathe him in herbal oils. She tried everything. And Lord Chaitanya was very submissive to his mother's loving, caring, and very concerned attitude toward his... never said anything. But one time, when he was in ecstasy, and he was experiencing separation from the Lord, he was just crying out, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" And Gadadhar Pandit said, "My dear Lord, Krishna is in your heart." So he, just like Hanuman, when Hanuman heard that Sita and Ram was in his heart experiencing the separation from his worshipful Lord, he took his nails. The same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed his chest and was about to rip open his chest to see Krishna in his heart, Gadadhar Pandit, with great efforts, because Lord Chaitanya was very strong, very powerful, with great efforts, he somehow grabbed the hands of Lord Chaitanya. He said, "My dear Lord, please be patient, be patient. Krishna's coming, Krishna's coming, Krishna's coming." Somehow Lord Chaitanya became pacified. And Sachimata was so happy. She said, "Gadadhar, you always remain with my son. You're the only one who can control him. No one else can control him." So this was Gadadhar Padmanabha. And we heard how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he returned, after trying to go to Vrindavan, after coming to Ramakeli and coming back, Kanainathashal, he said, "Krishna wouldn't let me go to Vrindavan because of Gadadhar. I hurt the heart. I made Gadadhar Pandit very sad." How much loving relationship was between Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another wonderful story. There are so many wonderful stories. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj will also speak. But I'll just speak one or two more stories, because to speak about Srila Gadadhar Pandit in this particular place is very, very special. Because many of his wonderful pastimes, worshipping the Gopinath Didi, are here. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, it's mentioned that during a kirtan, the devotees were having ecstatic kirtan in the temple of Tota Gopinath. The kirtan was going on, and all the devotees were in ecstasy. Everyone was chanting and dancing, and Lord Chaitanya was there. At one point during the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya left and went into the deity room. The kirtan was continuing. And it's explained that the devotees, all of a sudden, after a few more minutes of the kirtan, started to feel something very sad within their life, within their mind, within their heart. Something sad. And then they looked around and didn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they went looking throughout the temple, and he could be found nowhere. It's explained by the acharyas that he actually left this material world, wound up his particular pastimes in that particular lila, by entering into the body of Tota Gopinath. So this deity, in one sense, not in one sense, in the real sense, is none different than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was the deity that was worshipped with great devotion by Gadadhar Pandit. But at that time, the deity was standing up. Now he's sitting down. Gadadhar Pandit continued in great agony and great misery, continuing his service to Gopinath after Lord Chaitanya left. It is explained that each day Gadadhar Pandit, in his separation and his agony of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was aging 1 year every day. And this is brought out by, at one time during the dressing, he was dressing Gopinath and he was trying to put the crown. He would do this every day. Put the crown on Gopinath. The deity is tall, so he had to reach up. But the crown was somehow or other, it became too heavy. And it was difficult, and he couldn't put it on the deity. And at one point, Gopinath, out of his love for Gadadhar Pandit, sat down. Tota Gopinath, deity ki jai. Amazing. This was the love of Gadadhar Pandit. He stayed for 11 months after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, and he only stayed for one reason. And that's mentioned, I believe, in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srinivasacharya, the great Srinivasacharya, was given mercy by Vishnupriya and Sachimata and their blessings to go to Gadadhar Pandit and learn Srimad Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar Pandit had heard that Srinivasacharya was coming to hear Bhagavatam from him and learn Bhagavatam. But every day he would read his Bhagavatam in separation, that it became illegible. unreadable. His tears were simply wiping away the words of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Srinivasacharya came, he said, I am only here because I wanted to teach you this. Otherwise, I could not bear being in this world without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, not being able to read, he gave the Bhagavatam to Srinivas. He says, you take it back to Navadip Dham, to the scribes, and have them recopy it and bring it back. And he did. And of course, that's a long distance, having to travel all the way from Navadip. No, it's not so long by today's transportation, but in those days it took, it mentions it, Sivananda Sen would travel with the devotees from Navadvip Dham to Puri, would take at least 1 month, would take them at least 1 month by travel. So during that time, when Srinivasacharya had gone to have the Srimad Bhagavatam recopied, Gadadhar Pandit left the planet, not able to bear the separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this mood of separation that we hear so much in the lives of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the mood of this ISKCON society. Srila Prabhupada has taught that because this is the basis. Our movement is based simply on the teachings and the moods given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how is that mood played out in our day-to-day life? How do we understand that mood in our day-to-day activities in devotional service? That mood is understood and it's explained that we should always be longing through our service for the association of the Lord. We should be performing our service in that mood that we want to serve so nicely that in that service, the Lord will somehow or other appear to us. Not that I have Krishna, I know Krishna, I'm Krishna conscious, I'm okay. No. A devotee is always in the mood that I'm in the most unfortunate situation. I'm in this material world, I've been given the mercy. And what is that mercy? And to engage in devotional service, to chant the holy names of the Lord, to engage in serving the Vaishnavas, to preach to the fallen conditioned souls. There's a type of eagerness that is meant to be adopted in that mood of devotional service, which is that eagerness to somehow meet Krishna by pleasing Krishna through devotional service. And then when Krishna is pleased, Krishna appears to us in so many different ways, through his mercy, through his devotees, in so many different ways. So we're always eager for service. We're always eager to increase the quality of our service, and of course, if we can, increase the quantity and quality of our service. Not on a material level, but on a devotional level. I was very much inspired by His Holiness Satchinandana Maharaj as he was explaining yesterday how important it is not just to chant the holy name, but to chant the holy names and at the same time bring the consciousness and remembrance of Krishna through that chanting. Not that we simply do our service just to get it done. 16 rounds. I finished 16 rounds. Now what do I do? Prabhupada, Shruti Kirti tells this story, how he was with Prabhupada one time. He was sitting in his room alone. Prabhupada was chanting japa. And he was chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And he was coming to the very last beat on the 16th round. And Prabhupada very deftly and very, you know, with great, you know, vision for everyone to see, he'd bring the last beat down. He said, 16 rounds, now I can do any damn thing I want. He said, they think like this. Of course, you're not like that. But if you know someone, explain that this is the importance of chanting the holy names, that it is a meditation, it is an act of devotion, It is the way to meet Krishna through the holy name. And we should always remember that, because it can be, we can get very mechanical in our devotional service. And if we become mechanical, we cannot taste the nectar that is there. Okay, thank you very much for your tolerance and your patience. Shri Gadadhar Pandit ki, Shri Tota Gopinath Mandir ki, Hitai Gopri Manandi Hari Hari. Hare Krishna.